We're going to start by sharing our story. I'm Harlan Humphrey from Piedmont, South Dakota. Grew up on a ranch in western South Dakota, about 30 miles out of Rapid City, and went to school to be an ag teacher, went through ROTC, had a two-year commitment in the Army. Actually, I stayed 20 years, retired as a lieutenant colonel over 20 years ago, and didn't want to work for someone else after the service, so went into business for myself up in Alaska. I was actually running a remote lodge that I owned up there when I was introduced to Relive. I'd supplemented all my life in pill form, never seen results, so I wasn't expecting to see results on this either, but I heard some stories. And I thought to myself, you know, what if this is different? And I started taking these shakes. In 2 weeks, the first thing I seen was energy. And that was absolutely huge for me because at that time I was 50. I was working 16, 18-hour days, 7 days a week at that lodge. About 4 weeks into it, the headaches that I'd had every day because of a neck injury in the service went away. I had bone spurs in my neck. I've not had a headache now in over 14 years on these products, almost 14 and a half years. Great results with irritable bowel, couldn't eat out at restaurants. I can do that now. Have been after about 120 days on the products. Great results with spring hay fever allergies. I dealt with that for 50 years. I don't have to worry about the itchy eyes, runny nose, sneezing. And along the way, I got some awesome results with my cholesterol, blood pressure, night vision. I could just go on about how these products have changed my life. But, you know, the business side of this has even been a bigger blessing to me because, you know, I truly believe that Relive comes into your life at the right time, if you're open to listen. And for me, it did. I had no idea when I started on these products that my dad would pass away shortly after. And I made a decision to sell my lodge. I moved back to South Dakota. I didn't have income, but I knew what I had a hold of. And I'd seen the business plan. And the same time I was put on these products, actually my brother sponsored me in this business, so he shared that aspect. But you never know what might happen in your future. And you know what? I started sharing mostly with strangers because I'd been gone from South Dakota for 30 years. I didn't know anybody there. But those people that got awesome results wanted to help people. I helped them do that. And 4 years into this, I was earning over $100,000 a year, which I've averaged that. My highest income year, over $185,000. I almost share this because it almost sounds unreal, but my highest income month was $65,000 in this business. And that was because of a couple large bonuses that month. But you know, I've always focused on helping people. That's what this is all about. And, you know, when I sponsor somebody, I take it very seriously. And, you know, I help people until they show me they're not interested in building a business or they don't walk the talk, and then I go on. But you know what? I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to let Al and Rosie share their awesome story, and then we're going to jump off from there.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rosie Dosh. Give him a hand, yeah. Harlan told me I had to stand up. Hi, everybody. I'm Rosie Dosh from Frederick, South Dakota. My husband and I, we have a small ranch, and we're also Relive distributors. We got started on the products 6 years ago, and before that, I was dealing with migraine headaches that was brought on by perfumes, hairsprays, other chemicals. And they would put me right down in bed. I also had a lot of neck and back and shoulder pain. I had done all kinds of physical therapy, injections, had a rotator cuff repair, but I still had the pain. Had very red, itchy, dry skin on my face. I had rubbed out my eyelashes because my eyes itched so bad. And I suffered with a chronic constipation issue my entire life, and I could not sleep. I would just toss and turn and rewind things over and over in my mind. 10 days after starting the products, I slept all night. That was awesome. I had no idea that that's how normal people slept. My energy increased. I had a sense of well-being that I had never felt before in my life. In 3 weeks, my headaches were gone. I could go back out in public. That's huge. My pain is gone. My skin is healthy. My eyelashes are back. I have a confidence I have not had in a very, very long time. And my constipation issue is history. I'm regular. I'm on Relive for life.
Well, hello, I'm Al Dosh, Frederick, South Dakota. In the good old days, I was a sheep shearer. I had sheared sheep for 20 years. I just developed a lot of joint and muscle pain throughout my entire body. I would get home in the evenings. I couldn't even get up the steps into my house. I couldn't sleep at night. I just tossed and turned all night long, changing my pain points. But my main concern over the years was my left knee. It would swell up, get absolutely huge. I had lost the range of motion in that knee. And if I would bump it, working around machinery or livestock or whatever, the pain was just incredible. It would just take my breath away, bring tears to my eyes, and I'd just have to stand around a while till it would let up, you know. But anyhow, we got on Relive products, and in about 10 days, I started sleeping all night, which was amazing to me. Then my energy level started picking up. Gradually, my pain level started going down. And after about 4 or 5 months, all that joint and muscle pain was gone. That alone was life-changing for me. My knee, I got the range of motion back. The pain went away, and most of the swelling went away. And I got by like that for 2 years until January of 2009. I had just a fluke accident. I hurt my right knee. So I thought, well, that's my good knee now. So I better go in and get x-rays done. So I went into the local doctor. When they x-ray your knees, they do both legs. The doctors there referred me to Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Got down there, they did every test known to mankind, and they diagnosed that I had large B-cell lymphoma. It was in the femur bone in my left thigh, and then all the soft tissue from my knee joint up to my mid-thigh, just all the muscle, tendons, the bone, everything was just a huge mass of stage 4 cancer when it was diagnosed. The doctors down there said they had no medical explanation why I had not lost function and circulation in that leg. And they said, you should have had to have had that leg amputated a long time ago. And we had a very long discussion, and they just couldn't believe what they were seeing. And they said, well, we should do chemo and see if we can clear this up. And I said, I'll try the chemo and see how it goes. But I said, you know, I'm on these products and I'm going to stay on them because I knew the leg was better than what it was. And he said, definitely. He said, remember, you're the first guy we ever saw with a deal like this that didn't lose the leg. So he said, whatever you're doing, something's helping. So he said, you do what you're doing, we'll do the chemo and we'll hope for the best. And I did 6 rounds of chemo and just sailed right through it. I never got sick from it. I could eat any foods I wanted. I had good energy. I could work every day. My blood counts hardly ever varied. They never went out of the normal ranges. And today, I have 2 legs. I have 100% use of both legs. I've been cancer-free for 3.5 years now, pain-free. And you'd have to shoot me to get me off these products, I'll tell you that. But as far as our business, you know, that's how we found Relive. I was perfectly healthy. I didn't need anything. But we were actually looking for an opportunity because Rosie couldn't hardly leave the house anymore without getting one of those migraine headaches that just put her down. And so in a Farm Forum magazine, I saw an opportunity ad in there. It was on a Sunday. And I looked at it and thought about it, and by Monday morning, I got brave enough to show it to Rosie, because I've got us into a couple other deals that weren't near this good. So, and so I said, well, honey, what do you think of this? And she said, well, if we don't call, we'll never know what it's about, you know. And I said, well, the guy can't be all bad. He wears a cowboy hat.
So. So that's how we were introduced to Harlan Humphrey. He invited us to a Tuesday night meeting in Aberdeen, and we went and met him. And the people that were there sharing their health and business stories are people that Al had sheared sheep for 20 years. And he said, Rosie, I know these people. These products, if these products are working half as good as they say they are, we have to try it. So we did. We got great results, and we jumped into the business. And we started to share, and we just asked, how do we do this? And Harlan said, set appointments. I'll be there, and I'll help you. So that's what we did. Our first month, we had 70 people on the products. We got a bonus check of $1,750 for being seventh in the nation. And when we tallied everything up at the end of the month, we'd made a little over $6,000. That blew us away, but it also proved to us that this is real. And if you go and share with your heart, and just talk to a lot of people, you are rewarded. Today, we average between $2,000 and $3,000 a month. We love what we do, and we get to pass on hope to other people like has been passed on to us.
You know, what an awesome story, and you know, we're going to kind of walk through the rest of their story as we go through this workshop today, but you know, that's the reality of what we have a hold of. But before I do that, I just got to poke a little bit of fun at Texans. You know, I see one, two, three, well, maybe four cowboy hats, and I thought I'd see all kinds of them down here in Austin. And everybody that sees me on the street, are you from Texas? Well, if I am, I'm in the right place according to them, you know, but I'm actually from South Dakota, which is kind of cool, you know. But anyway, a lot of you may not know, but we have one of the largest stock shows in the Black Hills, the Black Hills Stock Show. It just got over with here a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I was up there networking, which is a great place to network when there's about 300,000 people that walk through there in 10 days. And I heard these two old cowboys talking, and one was from South Dakota, up in northwestern South Dakota. It's pretty wide open spaces up there, and another one was from Texas. And you know how ranchers are. They like to brag how big their ranches are. So this old boy from South Dakota up by Buffalo, he said, you know what? I can get on my best horse early on in the morning as sun up, ride hard all day, and never reach the other end of my ranch by sundown. Well, Texan, he's got to do better than that. So he says, well, I get in my pickup truck, I get in there at dawn, I drive hard all day long, I never reach the other side of my ranch. The old boy from South Dakota says, yeah, I used to have a truck like that. I thought you'd enjoy that, even if you're not from Texas. So be careful of when you talk about how great things are that you might have. But anyway, you know, the reality is, folks, is that we got a hold of something very special. The reality is we have the best CEO that, you know, as far as a leader, a visionary. The reality is we have great staff at Relive with our staff, Don Gibbons and Steve Hastings and Ryan Montgomery and all the rest of them that are there. And the reality is that we have the very, very best food scientist in the whole wide world, Dr. Carl Hastings. The other reality is we now have Dr. Galvez on our side, and we have Ryan Schmidt from the Soy Labs. And if you can't build a business with all that team backing you up, then maybe you're in the wrong room, seriously, because that's what this is all about. And we're just going to talk about reality. This is kind of a summary of our workshop. We're going to walk through each of these individually. But, you know, it's so important on that. When you make a first contact with somebody, whether you're going to talk to a friend or a relative or whatever, you know, I built this business talking to strangers. And that first contact is very important because from that point on, you're really modeling how to do this business. I built this business basically from getting a phone call or cold market or walking up to a stranger or engaging a stranger or whatever. But the first thing I'm going to do, if I get a phone call, and I know it's probably somebody calling that's interested in the ad like Al did that day. I answered the phone, didn't I, Al?
Yes, you did.
And I think that's important because this is a real business. And the first thing I'm going to do is share briefly what this is. It's a business opportunity based on products changing lives. That's kind of what I did with Al. Shared a little bit about my story. And I can't remember, but I think I introduced you to somebody that day. And maybe I didn't, but I shared my story. But, you know, you model this business from the very beginning of that first contact. And then that's important. And you know what? I was going to be in Aberdeen a couple days later. And guess who shows up? Al and Rosie Dosh. And I must tell you, they don't look the same today as they did then. They look healthy. Actually, Rosie, to be honest with you, wouldn't even look at me. She stared at the floor. Why don't you just share that? Because this is what this business is all about, changing people.
Yeah, I lost my self-esteem. My skin was bad. It was red. It was itchy. I'd lost my eyelashes. They were red. And I hid. I hid at home. So.
Now look at her. She's standing on stage. You know, I'll never forget this because, you know, after the meeting, we chatted a little bit. They got started on the products, and And I said, Rosie, one day you're going to be up here doing a presentation like this. She said, never.
No, I won't.
No, I won't. And here she is at a national conference.
What she said was, she said, I will never get up in front of those people.
So, but that first contact's important, because that's going to be your opportunity to paint a vision of what they've been, you know, what they're being exposed to. And, you know, you need to model this business from the very beginning. And, you know, the first opportunity that I had to do an appointment with them actually was that Tuesday night presentation. And I always do an appointment. I mean, this is not about going out and throwing people on products and wishing for success down the road. Because, you know what, people need to know up front what you're really sharing with them, not only about this great company, about these products, about the Cologris Foundation, but also this business opportunity. Don't shortchange the folks that you're going to go out and share with. And I've always taken that approach. There's really no shortcuts to doing this business. There are some, but they're not going to pay you big dividends out in the future. And so if you start throwing cans of product around and you don't do the right things, you know what? You're going to spoil your business, as well as maybe another distributor that happens to run into that person later on down the road after they quit taking the products and say, you know, that stuff doesn't work. And so you don't want to go down that road. Do it right from the very beginning, and you're going to be rewarded. And it may seem like it takes a lot of time to do things right, but you know what you're trying to do is empower those new distributors and get them started right. And that's what I tried to do with Alan Rosie. You know, I love what Rosie shares, because you mentioned it, I think, set those appointments and I'd come help you. Just kind of explain what went down in the next 3 weeks, if either one of you want to do that. Seriously, because this is what we really did.
Yeah, this was, you know, like I said, we were looking for an opportunity, and we're both hard workers. You know, I had sheared sheep for 20 years. There was no amount of work that I'm afraid of. And I always say I have this sheep shearer mentality, and it's crazy. You know, you tear into it and you go for it. And so we decided we needed to build a business. At the time, I had been working road construction because there was no sheep left in the country. And I hated every day of every that I went to that job. And I was on seasonal unemployment, so I had 1 month before I had to go back to work. And we got a hold of Harlan. We said, well, we have 1 month to build a business. What do we need to do? And he had told us at that first meeting to make a list, you know. And when we were driving home that night, it's a 35-mile drive. When we got home, we had 85 names on this list. By noon the next day, we had 135 names on this list. And we took the products for, 3 weeks. Well, 10 days. I knew in 3 days I had a hold of something, because I couldn't get my arm above my head before. In 3 days, I was throwing stuff for the dogs again. In 10 days, our world was just changing already. I mean, we knew we had a hold of something big. And so we got a hold of Harlan, said, you know, we're going to come in at that top level. We got to build a business. You know, what do we got to do? And he just said, you guys set appointments. And he said, I'll come up there and help you build this business. And we set appointments. He came up for 3 weeks, came up 4 days a week, and we set appointments from 9 in the morning till 7 at night. Every 2 hours, we had appointments lined up every day. And it got a little crazy at times. So tell them how it was around home there when we...
We had some people coming to the house because they didn't want us to come to their house. We always give them option. Do you want to come to our house, or should we meet at your house, or would you like to meet someplace else? And so we met them wherever they wanted. But we had quite a few meetings set up at the house. Well, the meetings were running later, kind of like the conference. We were in the house doing appointments, and then we had a couple drive up, and they were looking at the puppies while we were trying to get done with that appointment. And then while they were there, another couple pulled up, and it was like, this is awesome.
You know, that afternoon that she's talking about, I think we actually sponsored 3 master affiliates that afternoon. Yeah. in those appointments. And, you know, I never dreamed when I said, you know, I'll come down 4 days every week for 3 weeks in a row, start setting appointments on Tuesday and work your way through the end of the week. Well, they did exactly that. And as you shared, I think, how many appointments did you set? How many people we got on the products in that 3 weeks?
We had 70 people.
70 people on the products
in that time. Yeah.
And you know, how'd you get set all those appointments?
I went over and picked up that really heavy thing that lays there by the chair, you know, and just grab a hold of that telephone, and I know it weighs a ton at times, you know, but we would just call people up, and we'd just tell them, we've started this home-based business with this amazing company, and they have got products that are changing people's lives, and we were seeing a few results. But mainly, we just start telling, you know, a few little other stories of things. And then people would start asking questions, you know, well, what about this or this or what? And we'd say, that's why we need to sit down with you. And we do have a presentation workbook. We'll go through that, answer all your questions, and then you just make a decision about it.
Yeah, I think they set appointments with 72 people. 70 got on the products in those 3 weeks. So, you know, if you do just the simple thing, yeah, they deserve a round of hand. There was one morning that Al and I left pretty early in the morning, and Al's pretty good egg fryer. He fried me up a couple eggs and got me a couple pieces of toast. I didn't realize that was going to be the last thing we ate till 10 o'clock that night. And so we worked hard.
He got the looking at me real funny driving down the road. I thought I might lose an arm there or something.
So you have to roll up your sleeves and go to work. And you know, the amazing thing about that, these folks were seasoned distributors in regards as to far as doing the appointments and the follow-up process and three-way calls and all that. Guess how long it took them to get up and be fully operational, as we would say in the Army? Share that aspect of it, Rosie. You know, you got such a great analogy about sitting there and what were you doing?
Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, okay, so Harlan's
doing... She forgot her old story.
Yeah. We did not rehearse this. Okay, so Harlan's doing all these appointments, and we're sitting like little human sponges absorbing everything that he says, and it stuck with us. And I, in the beginning, I knew that I would never be able to do that compensation plan. And he told me that he sat down one time and he figured out how to do it in about an hour. So I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. And I have a little way of doing it to help me remember the numbers and everything. But, you know, within 3 weeks of signing that master affiliate application, I could do the compensation plan. And I thought that was pretty cool for me.
You know, the point of that is that, you know, if you go out and do a lot of appointments early on with your new master affiliates, new distributors or whatever, that repeated frequency of doing those appointments back to back, back to back, back to back, they're going to hear that over and over and over again. Because I really don't change how I do my presentation. I mean, it's pretty consistent except with the stories that you introduce as you go through. So, you know, by the second week, Rosie and Al were already doing part of that presentation. They were doing the front half. And by the third week, they were already doing the back half of the presentation as well. And I was basically there for support. So if you're going to jumpstart somebody in this business, have a sense of urgency with working with those people. And hopefully through the stories that you're going to introduce them through, three-way calls and the rest of the relist system, which is all set up to put stories in front of people, that they have a sense of urgency and go out and talk to people and set appointments. Because truly, that's where the success of distributors, because what you're trying to do in this business is have them see success very quickly in this business, just as you want them to see success in the results they get on the product. So roll up your sleeves, you got to go to work, and if you do it right, you know what, you empower that new distributor to go out and do the same things that you can do, then you can go sponsor somebody else and start all over again, and that's what this is all about. Oops, did I go too far? Okay. Follow-up is key. You know, I did good follow-up with Al and Rosie, and it was a challenge for them to do follow-up with all those folks that got started in those 3 weeks, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, there was paperwork from the entry to the back, far into the house. It was all over. But, you know, we did the best we could. We were working at it and trying to get people hooked up on stories. And, you know, Harlan got that point through to us that we needed to do it, and we worked at it. And the longer you're in this deal, the more important you'll realize follow-up is. And if you're not going to do the follow-up, don't do the first part of it.
But, you know, the other thing is, too, is don't get too wrapped around the axle. I mean, if you're having a struggle getting a hold of somebody, you know, and they're not responding to you or they won't answer the phone or pick up or whatever, you know, your goal in this business as a new distributor is go talk to some more new people. You know, find folks that are interested in doing this. You know, I knew very early on that Al and Rosie were serious about this. And I hope that you know people that you sponsored out there, you can tell by their actions whether they're serious. You know, part of what we developed as we started to work together, we started to build trust with each other. Because I said, you know what, I'll be down there 4 days, 3 weeks in a row, and I did that. And that's building trust, because they knew that they could count on me. I wasn't there to do the business for them. I was there to model it for them. And that's very important. You know, I never told Al and Rosie that you got to make so many phone calls and set so many appointments. I just said, this is what I'll offer to you. And they took the action. I didn't. And I just helped them execute. And that's what we do as sponsors. You don't sponsor people and sit back and say, okay, we'll see what they do. You have to give them some kind of a roadmap, which I did. I kind of sat down at your table and said, this is the steps we're going to go through. And you know what? That's what they continue to do today. So that's pretty exciting. Pardon? Sure, you can say, just holler.
You know, Harlan was going to stay in Aberdeen, which is 35 miles from our house. And, you know, we only met him once at that meeting. And when he said he'd come up and help us with appointments, he wanted to know where he should stay. And I said, well, don't stay in Aberdeen. Would you feel comfortable staying at our house? That would save us a lot of time. You know, we could do more appointments. And he said, absolutely. And our relationships have really grown. I mean, he's one of our best friends because of this Relive business.
And that, you know, that's the real blessing of Relive. You know, I would have never known these folks if they hadn't read the green sheet, picked up the phone and called. And I tell you what, Al and Rosie are my very best friends, and we've developed a relationship that's like family, really. And they haven't engraved my name on the bedroom door yet, but it's getting close.
It's the Humphrey wing over there.
You know, and then when you're modeling this business, make sure you introduce your new distributors to the Relive system. You know, that's so important. Of course, the first two up there on that slide are the most important. Starting with yourself, you know, be the sponsor that you would want to have in this business. You know, not everybody is as serious as a sponsor. We should take that very serious, because if you go out and do the right things, I don't know how many hundreds of people these folks have touched, but because I did the right things with them, they went out and touched a lot of lives, and the people they sponsored have done the same. So, you know, use your upline. If you're new in this business, don't try to do this by yourself. Speaking from experience, you know, I'm standing on stage, but I miserably failed the first year in this business. I didn't sponsor one master affiliate. I sponsored a few quick starts the first 12 months in this business because I didn't embrace the Relive system. I didn't use three-way calls, really didn't use my upline. You know, a lieutenant colonel in the Army doesn't ask for help. If you do, they go find somebody else. And so that was this is a totally different thing from corporate America. And you really have to humble yourself and let others that are there that have plowed the road before you, and they know where they're going, and just follow in their footsteps. That's all you have to do. And that's what you as a sponsor need to do. Leading versus managing. You know, I don't think I ever tried to manage you folks. I don't think. What did I do?
No, you know, we ask you what do we need to do? And he, you know, just kind of laid out a map for us, and then we did it. You know, but he never said nothing like, well, you got to make so many calls today, you know, nothing like that. You got to have that yourself. You got to have some drive. But using that upline, I mean, that's the only reason we built a business, is because we had this upline and we used it. That, you know, if we'd have got that master affiliate order in and they'd have dropped it off, said had fun with it, well, that would have been it, you know. But that's why using your upline is the number one thing to do, and it makes your business so easy. Because then he taught us how to do the three-way calls, which are the next most important thing in my book, you know. And it, and that's what made it easy to build that business. And to this day yet, on our first contacts, we never, ever talk to a person that we don't hook them up with Harlan Humphrey first thing right out of the box. And but see, that's we're trying to model that and pass that on, that how to do that right away. And it really, really helps and makes it easy.
You know, you got an analogy, because I know it's a challenge for new distributors out there to pick up the phone and talk to somebody. And, you know, and then if you're not successful getting that person, you know, pick up the phone and dial again and again and again and again. And Al's got a neat analogy about sheep shearing that I think will speak to you about that, because you know what? There is a sense of urgency. Did you see all the places that Lunason and Luna Rich and Relive are being talked about on TV and the newspapers out there? You know, I tell you what, we need to be out talking to folks. And this analogy may help you. I don't know if it does or not. It speaks to me because I grew up on a ranch, and you know, it can be challenging out there. But just share that analogy if you would, Al. I think that's pretty cool.
Life can be challenging, you know. But as I had said, I had sheared sheep for 20 years, and some days were great, and it was easy shearing and nice fluffy sheep and all that. It was good. And then you come into a feedlot, and there'll be 5,000 lambs standing there, and they're mud from one end to the other, caked on that thick, hard. You know, what do? You set up your equipment, you go to work, you start shearing them. And then you just stay bent over, keep your head down, and keep working. Pretty soon there's 2,500, you know, and you just keep at it. But if you don't keep at it and keep going and keep moving, you're not going to get a paycheck at the end. So you just got to buckle down and tear into it and keep doing it. That's never give up, you know. Just keep at it. Just one muddy sheep right after the other one.
So the next person that you talk to, you can think about, that's just one more muddy sheep. Soon I will find the fluffy ones, okay? I don't know if that speaks to you, but it speaks to me, because that's really what this is all about, folks. Seriously, you know, you ought to have, if you're out in the public and you strike up a conversation, your first thing in your mind, it should be that should lead to talking about Relive, hopefully, before it all finishes. And that's what Al was talking about. You know, you're going to run into a pen of muddy, dirty sheep, and that's the nose. Seriously. But sooner or later, you're going to find the fluffy ones that say yes. Okay? And that's kind of how this business runs. Kayla's out there laughing. You know, this may be a simple analogy, but I bet people will remember it. Anyway, but seriously, in all seriousness, you know, it's, if you get a no, pick up the phone, dial again, because there's people out there waiting for answers. There really is. In fact, while I was at lunch today, you know, I've shared with these folks many, many, many times in the last 10 years I've lived neighbor to them. But you know, about 2 weeks ago, I found out his wife's got cancer and it's in a lot of places in her body. And, you know, I seen him the other day and I said, you know, I'm not trying to sell you anything, but maybe this may be your answer. And that was about 5 or 6 days ago. And he called me at lunch today and said, we're ready. So see, you never know when all those seeds that you plant out there, you get to harvest them someday. And so that's exciting. It really is. You know, part of your goal, part of your mission as a leader or as a sponsor or whatever is to help them set goals. And I think we sat down and talked about that a lot. And I know you guys got some significant goals you want to reach in this business. I don't know if you want to share anything about that or not, but I know Rosie's got a goal.
I want to live in a barn. I want to take an old barn and turn it into a house. That's been one of my dreams, and it will come true.
There you go. You know, that's important to her. And, you know, they're going to reach that goal. I know they will. Part of our mission as a leader is to encourage and to recognize their success. You know, Al, kind of share, you know, you're sitting on stage now. I guess this was something that you envisioned a long time ago.
Well, I could see it right off the bat. You know, I did see it, and you know, it is our goal and to be, you know, presidential and do workshops someday and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, I could see it right off the bat, and I don't know, just something inside and drives me in. But,
you know, the reality is, Relive came into your lives at the right time. And that's what we have to, you know, that's what you have to really think about, is all the folks out there that are looking for answers. And Al and Rosie were looking for answers. They didn't know 2 years later that, you know, he had cancer in that leg, probably had it there all the time. So you just need to go talk to folks. Have a sense of urgency. I was going to say emergency. It is an emergency. You know, and celebrate success. And I've done that with Al and Rosie. You know, they were very, very successful in their first month in business. My goodness, they sponsored 6 master affiliates their first basically 3 weeks in business, and got a Dr. Ted Humanitarian Award and got that bonus and did over $30,000 in volume. And what a celebration that was. And they've since then have gotten more to Dr. Ted plaques. But the one thing I want to talk about is integrity. You know, one of the things that's very important to me in the service was, you know, if you lost your integrity as an officer, you weren't really, you know, going to have a very successful career. And so I just encourage all of you, when you say you're going to do something with a new distributor, then you better execute that. Because if you don't, you're missing the boat. And don't manage people. You know, what Bob Montgomery said this morning really touched me about the 4 phases of a distributor. You know, when I started this business, I was excited. I was on fire. Wasn't doing anything right, obviously, that first year. But, you know, these guys, they were excited. And they really didn't know what they were doing either, but I was there to help them to lead the way. But don't turn around and try to manage people. You know, I've always focused on sponsoring new people. You as a leader need to be out sponsoring new people. I don't care where you are in your business. If you're not sponsoring, trust me, the people below you know you're not. And that's where this is all about. If you're not sponsoring, or at least out there talking to new people, your business will go stagnant sometime. And you'll start losing ground, because that's just the nature of this, of what we have a hold of. But I can tell you, if you're leading by example, it's going to pay you big dividends in this business. How are we doing on time? We're almost out of time. Explore their dreams. We've already explored Rosie's dream, living in a barn, and help create a roadmap to success. We've already talked about how we created that roadmap and how they started their business. And there's no limits to the possibilities. You know, did you have any earthly idea that you'd make $6,000 your first 3 weeks in business?
No, we didn't. Absolutely none.
No, and you know, that's where you as a sponsor can lay that vision out there and go help them be successful. And I could, you know, I don't know what's in your heart, but I don't think these folks are ever going to quit sharing Relive. At least I hope not. So, and you know, have fun while you do this. I mean, if you're not having fun in this business, then maybe it's not for you, because it is a fun business. I can't tell you all the fun times that Al and Rosie and myself have had together. My goodness, we were out in the Missouri River on a boat fishing for walleye. I know nothing about fishing for walleye. Al was catching them right and left. I'm a fly fisherman. I don't do much of that stuff.
But he can drive the boat while I catch them.
And we were doing 3-way calls out there, you know, on the Missouri River, and having fun at the same time. And through those fun times, you're going to build relationships. And, you know, I also took a trip here a couple years ago to Colorado with you guys and did some riding up in the Rocky Mountains. And tell you what, you build a good relationship with your horse when you're on the side of a
windy gap.
And the guy in front of you, who's also a Relive distributor that they sponsored down in Colorado, is telling you how great a view it is out there. And you're looking 1,500 feet straight down, and the horse you got likes to graze.
She was looking at a blade of grass way down there.
I only had 1 foot and one stirrup, and that was on the uphill side, so I could get off. So, you know, those are the memories that you build in building a relationship. Because I tell you what, folks, if you build a relationship with those people that you sponsor, they're going to be in business for the rest of their business life, or their life with you. And you do that through the follow-up process and doing the right things for them. And, you know, it's not hard to do. It really isn't. It's just, it's having a heart to go out and help people. And, you know, we didn't get into a lot of specifics here at this workshop. That wasn't our intent. My intent was to show you what could be done if you just grab a hold of the support that's available and go out and start sharing with people and have a sense of urgency in talking to people. Because there's people out there right now looking for answers. We appreciate your patience, and I hope that that you glean something out of this workshop that will benefit you. Even if you're a seasoned veteran, I hope you learn something from Alan Rosie's story that you need to roll up your sleeves, you need to go to work. And I know that with Luna Rich X and all the other stuff that we got going on in this company, if you can't build a business now, then I don't know. There's not much hope for you. So, thanks, guys.